The date of this service is March 14th, 2022. It goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, fax 989-607-6875, regarding Linda, middle initial D like David, Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Date of birth 7/10/1947. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Johnston with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and history of right nephrectomy. Her last visit was September 13th of 2021. She has had three of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations, and she's also been ill with COVID-19. Currently, though, she's feeling very well. She had her right wrist surgery done 11/3 of 2021 and is going to need lumbar spine surgery by Dr. Russo, R-U-S-S-O, soon. She hopes to have a lot less back pain after the surgery. She recently has been sick with a cold and was seen in your office and was negative for COVID. She is feeling better currently. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion. Uses oxygen at night only. No dyspnea at rest and no cough or sputum production currently. No wheezing. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities and chronic back pain. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram daily for secondary hyperparathyroidism. She's anticoagulated with warfarin. She's on hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligram twice a day. She uses Norco and morphine for pain. And she does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, her weight is 172 pounds, and that is stable. Blood pressure was 158 over 74. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 28th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.1, which is stable. Albumin 4.1, calcium is 8.8, electrolytes normal, phosphorus 3.4, intact parathyroid hormone 108.6. Her hemoglobin is 10.2, previous level was 10.5, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, chronic anemia, hypertension, and a history of right nephrectomy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She was encouraged to start oral iron supplement, 325 milligram once daily, or 65 milligram of elemental iron once daily. She was advised that that can cause constipation or it may turn the stool color black. But if she develops intolerable constipation, she's going to stop the iron, and we won't use that oral form at all. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.